Today on The Winning Walk with author and pastor Dr. Ed Young.
And we could go down the pages and pages and pages of pages of events and people and tragedy like this. If this is what we see on the surface, what is happening in your heart and in your life? You say, well, somebody told me, I'll tell you one thing, if we get so pious, I'll never get caught up in any kind of sexual scandal like this. I'd like to ask you a question, if that's what you're thinking. Do you think you are more pious and God-fearing than David? Do you?
Have you made a phone call, sent an email, or chatted online today? The world has definitely become much smaller through technology, but has it brought us closer together? Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. I'm Wayne Shepherd. While we can interact with our friends and peers instantaneously, polls show that people have never been lonelier. We'll spend the next 30 minutes discovering how to find real intimacy with others. That's next when The Winning Walk returns after this short break. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today's message is from the series called Wild Ride, and all six parts are available on CD along with other helpful resources at our online bookstore. Our web address is winningwalk.org. That's winningwalk.org. But now let's begin with today's message that Dr. Young calls Intimacy versus Loneliness. Here's Pastor Young.
We live in an electronic world. We are surrounded and inundated with e-world technology. It's changed every aspect of our lives. The cell phone, the internet, the computer, and then we have the BlackBerry that can instant message one another and uncover so many things where we can play the stock market, we can make reservations on airplanes and in motels, and we can talk to people around the world. And now they're coming out with something entirely different in a new generation. You know what it's called? It is an I, what is it? No. What? iPhone. Right, who said that? Somebody's up to speed. It's an iPhone. And the iPhone is not out yet, but it does everything. I mean, it is absolutely phenomenal. It takes in the telephone. It takes in internet. It takes in music. It takes in movies. It takes in a little communication we can plug in there and see people. It is a phenomenal thing. You won't need anything but an iPhone, and you've got literally the whole world access right in the palm of your hand. Is it Apple that's coming out with this? Is that correct? It's Apple. So we have a world of e-technology. It's changed us. Now, I'm not a computer person. My wife is. I mean, she logs on, talks to our grandchildren. She logs on, talks to members of the family. She looks up things as she's doing her Bible study lessons. And I have people who surround me, and they do research. I say, I want to find out about. And they can plug in and just discover all kinds of things anytime, anywhere, 24/7. So a lot of people here spend a lot of time online doing all sorts of things that are beyond my knowledge. But I know one thing. There is a tremendous upside to this e-technology we have access to today. It changed the way most people do business. It changed the way we communicate. It changed the way we operate. It's opened up vistas that no one would have imagined just a handful of years ago. It has revolutionized our society. E-world technology. Tremendous upside. Also, e-world technology has a tremendous downside as well. This past week, a member of our staff got all of our administrative people together, and he said, I want to show you something. And he got online, and he took us to something called Second Life. I wonder, out of curiosity, there are about 3.4 million now people who live in Second Life online. How many have ever heard of Second Life? Would you lift your hand just out of curiosity? Few of us. It's a world out there in which you can be a part of, and as you enter Second Life, you can take any appearance that you want. How do you want to look? Just plug it in. I saw moved faces, lips, noses. You can look any way you want to look. Be any age you want to be. You can pick up any biographical sketch you want to have. You can pursue any persona that you want to have, everything you'd like to be. And you can enter Second Life. I saw it. And you can walk down the street. It's a whole visual world there. You can walk down the street, you can fly, you can instantly be moved from here to here in Second Life. You say, well, what's that all about? Well, there are over 3 million people in Second Life. And I can tell you, if we logged on now, we would discover between 24 and 50,000 people are walking around a visual world, a phony world, and they have any personality they want to have. You can talk with people, interact with people. You can eat. You can go to entertainment. You can go to athletic events. You can do anything you want to do in Second Life. I asked the question, are there any morals there? They have 6 principles that you have to abide by. If you break one of those, they throw you out of Second Life. But guess what? All you got to do is log back on, get a new personality, a new appearance, and you're right back in the middle of it. So you can be whatever you want to be, and you can be anonymous about it. It can be a whole secret life you can live in Second Life. You say, well, how does this work? Well, in the past 24 hours, there's been $1.2 million exchanged in marketing activities in Second Life. There's a church that has bought an island. You have to buy it. And he puts it down in Second Life. And they're building a church there. You've got everything from strip joints. You've got everything from restaurants. Everything from arenas. Everything from homes. Everything from businesses. You have a virtual world there in Second Life. A member of our staff got online, met someone. By the way, it's international, as you would know. And met someone, began to talk with them, whether it was real or not, they do not know. And they talked about the brokenness in their life. And this staff member introduced this person to Jesus Christ, and they received Jesus Christ there in Second Life, the character that they assumed. We pray and hope it was real. So there is a downside to this in that I don't like my life. I can live in virtual reality, a second life, and be anything, go anywhere. And that is a tremendous appeal, but it's also a deadly activity. Now, you can take that little mouse, and with a couple of clicks, you can be in the middle of any kind of pornography, sensuality, activity, that you so desire around the world. A friend of mine told me that when his son was a junior in high school, he came in one night about 1:30, awakened his father and said, Dad, I've just experimented with crack cocaine and I'm concerned. His father said, oh, you'll be okay. That's been 19 years ago, and that man today is still grappling with crack cocaine. Hardcore pornography, ladies and gentlemen, is a lot like crack cocaine. Because so many are instantly addicted. And when I saw the number of men over 40 years of age who are absolutely addicted to pornography, and their wife and their family know nothing about it, I was absolutely astounded and shocked. You see, so many of us are looking for intimacy out of our loneliness, and we find sort of a virtual intimacy through all kinds of escape mechanisms. We find through magazines, through movies, through online sensualities. So there is a downside to this. Because today in our world, now this will stagger you, the biggest business in our world, guess what it is? Pornography. Bigger than IBM, bigger than any oil company, bigger than any enterprise, bigger than any conglomeration is pornography.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and today's message is called Intimacy versus Loneliness. Today's study touches a nerve in our society, and if you'd like to hear it again on your own time, at your own pace, purchase your CD copy online. Look for the title when you visit our website, winningwalk.org. You can also learn how to partner with this ministry at winningwalk.org. Now here's a look ahead of a teaching right after the break.
And one author said that the 21st century has lost its voice to share, to know, to touch, to have intimacy, to relate, to give, to take. We have instant communication, but there is no togetherness. There is an aloofness. There is an aloofness about it.
That's next, right after this break. Stay with us on The Winning Walk. Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Ed Young on The Winning Walk. Today we have a special offer for you. It's a booklet by Dr. Young called The Transforming Power of Compassion. It's our free gift to you when you call 1-800-350-9255. This is a radio-only offer, so pick up the phone right now and call 1-800-350-WALK. Now, here's Dr. Young with more from his message, Intimacy versus Loneliness.
So let's talk a little bit about e-commerce. Let's talk a little bit about e-technology, about this e-world. In the e-world, if we drop back for a minute and see some of the liabilities of it, with it and some of the downsidedness of it, in the e-world, there is instant communication without togetherness. Instant communication without togetherness. Here's an 11-year-old girl talking to an 11-year-old boy. Does that ever happen in reality? Really? But through instant messages, through chat rooms, they talk to one another and say things to one another they would never, never verbalize eye to eye, heart to heart, shoulder to shoulder, soul to soul. It's true with children, and it's true with us. Through e-technology, we have instant communication without togetherness. Togetherness is so much a part of our faith. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he did not want to be alone. What did he do? He said, Peter, James, and John, come and be with me. He needed togetherness. And we all need that. I can remember throughout my life when things have happened with JoBeth and I and our family, through death, through sickness, a lot of people have come and sometimes traveled great distances at great expense just to be with us. I don't remember what they said, but they were there together. Togetherness. Look after Jesus was crucified. He was resurrected. He ascended. What happened in Acts 1? It said all the disciples were together in one place. Acts 2, Peter's sermon. All everybody was together. It is any wonder that in the opening books of the Bible, God said it's not good for man to be alone. It's not good for man to be alone. We need intimacy. We're made for intimacy. There needs to be a togetherness. Hebrews 10 reads, we shall not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. I need to see you. You need to see me. I need to touch you. I need to slap you on the back. I need to hug you. You need to hug me. That's fellowship. That's church. That's togetherness. That's koinonia. But with all of this e-world, virtual reality stuff that we're caught up in, so many of us have forgotten how to communicate personally. We've lost that skill. And the generation behind it, they're even further behind than we are. We're not homo sapiens, we are solo sapiens. And one author said that the 21st century has lost its voice to share, to know, to touch, to have intimacy, to relate, to give, to take. We have instant communication, but there is no togetherness. There is an aloofness. There is an aloofness about it. How we need togetherness. With this e-world technology, not only do we have instant communication without togetherness, but we have instant conflict without reconciliation. How many of you in the office? I won't have a time of confession. This guy made you mad, and you didn't know what to do, so you said, boy, I'll just email him. I'll instant message him, and you answer. You shouldn't have said that. This is wrong. Let me tell you where you're incorrect. And boy, you sent a burning up, flaming answer back to everything that you felt, and you mashed the send button, and you say, oh, gosh, I shouldn't have sent that to my boss. You know, I'm a snail mail guy. And if I told you how many letters I have written answering people, challenging people, castigating people, defending myself, boy, I have written some masterpieces. You should have read them, but nobody read them but me. Usually by the time I got it all thing and dictated, got it transcribed, brought it back, read the sign, I take a deep breath and I generally do not send it. I've only sent about four or five letters like that in my life. I've written, I guess, dozens of them. But see, there is instant conflict. Instant conflict without real reconciliation, usually. It's hard to, when you have said something, written something, sent something, to express it in a written way, because communication carries with it how you look, your tone of voice. How many of you have a dog? You have a dog? Have a dog? Whoop, raise your hand. Have a dog. Man, look, isn't that wonderful? Well, we had a dog all the way through, many dogs, Joe Beth and I, but we've graduated. Thank God. But, I mean, we love animals. Joe Beth particularly loves animals. But if you have a dog and you go home and you look at that dog and you say, you are the best dog in the world. I love you with all my heart. I'm telling you, you're so sweet and kind. I'm grateful to have you as an animal in our family. What would you like to eat? Anything you want to eat. Man, I'll serve you. Want some steak? You can have it. How would your dog respond? Or you go home and say, oh, if you're not the ugliest thing on this planet, I would like to make hamburger meat out of you. Now, what was involved? The verbiage was, you know, one thing, but the tone of voice, the emotion behind it was something else. That's what happens to us with the e-world. There's instant conflict. And it's so hard to heal and restore and forgive and set things right as it would be eye to eye and shoulder to shoulder and heart to heart and soul to soul. See what we have here? Also, as we began in this e-world of technology, there is instant junk food sex without intimacy. Junk food sex without intimacy. Junk food fills you up, but it does not nourish you. It does not satisfy you. And some people who are so lonely, they're attracted to the secrecy of all of this. Now, I don't want to be salacious, but I want to ask you a question. What happened in the life of Anna Nicole Smith? A tragic life that ended far too soon. What word would describe her life?
You're listening to Dr. Ed Young and The Winning Walk. We all wrestle with anger from time to time. It's hard not to. What's important is learning how to deal with that frustration as Jesus did. To help, Dr. Young has authored a booklet that illustrates the importance of kindness and forgiveness. It's called The Transforming Power of Compassion. And we'd like to send you a free copy today. To request your copy, call 1-800-350-9255. This offer isn't available online, so call 1-800-350-WALK. And we'll return right after the station break with more teaching on the winning walk. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with our Bible teacher, Dr. Ed Young. You'll find us online at winningwalk.org, and while you're there, browse the resources that will help you with your spiritual growth. Again, that's winningwalk.org. Now again with his message, Intimacy versus Loneliness, here's Dr. Young.
All the priests who are involved as pedophiles, what word would describe their sordidness? What do you think it is? You guessed it again. The triangle that's going on that's so confusing with the astronauts. What do you think that's all about? The president of the evangelicals of America resigned in healing. What do you think that's all about? The child porn that came out of Austria that engulfed 70 different countries, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think that's all about? What's going on there? And we could go down the pages and pages and pages of events and people and tragedy like this. If this is what we see on the surface, what is happening in your heart and in your life? In the dark covering of confidentiality and an anonymous kind of lifestyle way down there deep. You say, well, somebody told me, I'll tell you one thing as we get so pious, I'll never get caught up in any kind of sexual scandal like this. I'd like to ask you a question if that's what you're thinking. Do you think you are more pious and God-fearing than David? Do you? If so, after the service, hand me a copy of Psalms that you've written that are filled with praise and honor and confession to God Almighty. Do you think you are above all of this, and because you're so spiritual and more spiritual and have a heart for God more than King David, you think that you're above it? Or do you think you're wiser than Solomon, solo man? The wisest man given by God, the wealthiest man on this earth, had every base covered? Do you think you're wiser than Solomon? If so, I'd love to get a copy of Song of Proverbs or Proverbs that you have written that are so profound and inspired from Almighty God. Are you wiser than Solomon so you're above all these sexual problems? Are you? You say, well, I'm so old, my glands are dried up, the statute of limitations has set in. I don't buy that for a minute. Did you remember Ernest Hemingway, old man in the sea? Remember he caught the big fish, strapped it to his boat, and when he was out there in sort of a delirium, what did he think about? Joe DiMaggio and sex, sensual thoughts, the old man in the sea. Listen. This mind that we have, this virtual reality we can get caught up in, is deadly. It'll steal your passion. It'll steal reality. It will break your heart. It will destroy your soul. It'll take life out of you and life out of me. Oh, I'm above all this. Well, you're more pious than David. You're wiser than Solomon. By the way, are you stronger than Samson? See, these are three guys who were he men who had she problems.
A look at intimacy and loneliness, and you've been listening to Dr. Ed Young on The Winning Walk. Remember, your free copy of The Transforming Power of Compassion is available when you call 1-800-350-WALK. The booklet is our gift to you without cost or obligation. Again, that's 1-800-350-9255. For Dr. Ed Young, I'm Wayne Shepherd, inviting you to listen again tomorrow as we continue our study, Intimacy versus Loneliness. So be sure to listen when we take another step on the winning walk.